Hey there. This is a nice way to start, huh? First off, a disclaimer. I like to know a little bit about a lot of things. Curious guy, right? You know that if you've been around here for a bit. One thing I don't know much about is classical music. Actually, correction, I don't know a thing about classical music. But it sounds great, so let's go ahead and learn, because maybe you've gotten all dressed up to go and see a performance, and out there in front is the conductor. Somebody waving the stick around, moving their hands. Do you know what they're doing? Or do you just kind of nod your head and pretend like you know? Maybe you're waving your hands right now, playing along. If so, give me a little drum roll. I've got questions. We'll keep this one going, because today, what does a conductor do? Spoiler alert, a surprising amount. They're the face of the orchestra. Yeah, it's an iconic picture, right? Them standing up there. But also, it's a job that, again, you don't really get a lot of exposure to unless you're a part of this world. So let's get right to it and introduce you to our teacher.
So my name is Lin Han Cui, and my title here is Dudamel Conducting Fellow.
Yeah, she was a fellow with the LA Philharmonic, and as part of that, conducted a couple concerts. If you've heard the Dudamel name before, Gustavo Dudamel, music director here in LA, but headed to New York. Famous, which is a roundabout way to say that Lin Han knows what she's doing. So how did you get into this? How did this start?
Yeah, it's even back 10 years ago, I don't know what is the conductor at all, really. So I was a pianist. I started learning piano since I was 4, but never had a chance to really listen live until I was 17.
She says before that, she really couldn't tell you much about the violin or the cello or pick one. I mean, she knew piano.
So that moment when I was 17, that was the first time to really listen to the live orchestra. I was shocked. Wow, that's a lot of people.
Also, turns out this was one of those kind of shows where at the end, they bring up somebody from the audience and say, hey, you want to wave your hands? You see where this is going? Do this motion and then do it again and again. And she kind of got the bug.
That's it? It's really easy. I can do that. So that's the point.
Where it all changed. Of course, it's not actually that easy. So let's start to break it down for you.
So conductor job, basically, I can see like a director of a film. So you can rehearse how they pronounce and how they act. Same as orchestra. So you invite each instrument and the musicians to create a beautiful sound.
The conductor brings them all together and then tries to keep them that way, keep them together.
Keeping anyone together is a basic line, yeah. Start or the end and also keeping the tempo, that is the basic thing.
Let's talk tempo. Classic example, you get an audience to clap and they'll start clapping faster and faster and faster. It's just kind of natural as it goes on. The conductor does not want that to happen to the performers because then they're going to be all over the place. It's stay on this beat or speed up here or slow down here. Also, small bands, they can sort of hear each other. Orchestras, you got 100 people. That's really hard.
Exactly, yeah. And also, not many pieces we have a really clear melody or accompaniment. So some pieces really, they are doing their own line, own parts. So it's hard to listen to each other. And of course, listening is really important for them to, play together. But sometimes for some pieces, the conductor really need to have really strong and a conform beat for everyone.
You got it? Basics are start, stop, and tempo. Now, let's dial in. Think of a recording studio, pictures you've seen of these. Or like in front of me right now is a radio board. I've got all these faders where I can bring in this sound or this signal or whatever it is, make it louder, make it softer. Conductors can do this with the instruments, with the performers. Each fader is like a different section of their orchestra.
Yeah. You made a really good example. So I prefer to show them in my hands. For example, so if you want to invite any part, you want them louder or you want them softer, you can look at them. I mean, we call the eye contact, and then you can show them, you can lift your left hand, or softer, you can do the opposite way, so they can react.
This is where we learn about the stick, the baton. Think of us being mid-concert. The conductor is up there doing their thing, all the stuff we just talked about.
Baton is keeping tempo, and we hold the baton on the right hand, right? The left hand can do more musical things. Yeah, so you keep beating right hand And the left hand also can show more, like legato or staccato or louder or softer, like that.
But of course there's more, because they're not just really well-dressed timekeepers. A lot of the job is getting to this point, to the performance, rehearsals again and again and again. They lead the orchestra. That's the obvious one. The other is figuring out how they're going to play the piece. This is where we talk about interpretation. You may hear this, bringing a vision to the music. If you took the same score and you gave it to different conductors, there would be differences?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So, like you said, the classical music, most of them are from like 100 or 200 years ago. And the different conductors conduct the same piece also can create different sound. We can take a good example for cooking. So I love cooking also, by the way.
This is a good example. So let's go to the kitchen.
There's a salt, there's sugar, and everyone put a little bit there, and the taste is totally different.
The conductor takes all of our ingredients, gets to cooking, and figures out how to season.
How you freeze them, how you balance them, how you create the intense or the dolce or warm sound. So it happens each note, happens each moment. You want longer, you want shorter, you want louder.
Yeah, you want more violins? Punch them up.
You can hear more string sound, right? You can adjust everything.
Final example as we end here. When she was a student, there were 8 of them. Each of them did the same piece.
And then you can tell 8 different sound.
Which is one reason now that she likes to teach, so she can literally someday pass that baton.
Okay, so I think no matter what your instruments, like what's your instrument you play or you want to be a conductor, I think music is always the most important. And also how we can get from the music. I always think music can give people hope, because everyone from different cultures, different places, and sit here and we share the same moment, and we share the same joy or pain or energy.
Hope you like this one. I think she has a pretty cool job. Thanks to Lynn Hahn. Thanks to the LA Phil for setting that up. Thanks to you for listening. Send me questions. I've got questions at odyssey.com. Got a couple more of yours coming up. The quick questions. Also, one on how deep does the ocean go? We'll be back next week.